Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, excellencies. My name is Stéphane Dujarric from the Department of Public Information, and I would like to welcome you to this 19th commemoration of the 1994 genocide in Rwanda.
Nabya imfura yanje yansabye kumuryamisha.
Starting on the 7th of April, 19 years ago, more than 800,000 Tutsis and martyred Hutus were killed over a period of 100 days. Our thoughts go to the victims of the genocide and to the thousands of people who still suffer from the consequences of this tragedy, including the nearly 100,000 children who were left orphaned, the widows, and thousands of victims of sexual violence. We pay our deepest respects to them all. I am now honored to invite the Secretary General, His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, to make a statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, in commemorating the 19th anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda, we remember the innocent people who were murdered solely because of their identity. We pay tribute to those who risked their lives to save their fellow citizens.
In my darkest hours grows a beautiful flower
nobody knows about.
Such heroes stand out for being so few in number.
It blooms in December in the heart of ice, and I've got to break it down.
The resilience displayed by survivors continues to inspire. We honor them all.
I now invite the President of the General Assembly, Mr. Vuk Yeremich.
The memories of those terrible days remain powerful in our collective consciousness, calling to mind what is written in Scripture. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all with their axes and hatchets.
Burn me, froze me, if I get out of this alive.
In the years which have followed, Hutus and Tutsis have managed to come together with a renewed sense of purpose. Led by President Paul Kagame, the people of Rwanda have joined hands to build a house of justice and prosperity on a foundation of unity and reconciliation. They remain committed to ensure that vengeance is truly forsaken and that the axes and hatchets stay at rest for good.
I now invite His Excellency Mr. Takeda Alemu, Permanent Representative of Ethiopia to the United Nations, representing the Chair of the African Union.
Today is an occasion for reminding ourselves how easy it is for similar bestiality to ravage societies when the world fails to take its collective responsibility to prevent such mass atrocities as the genocide in Rwanda. The commemoration should be an occasion to renew our commitment to prevent all forms of crimes against humanity from ever happening again.
I now have the privilege to invite Her Excellency Ms. Louise Mushikiwabo, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of Rwanda, to deliver her remarks.
Tonight, we express solidarity with the family members and communities who were left behind to renew our commitment to ourselves and each other as a community of nations, that we will not forget what took place, that we will never lose sight of the lessons it wrought, that humanity will never again stand by and allow such unspeakable tragedy to unfold before our very eyes.
It's now my honor to invite His Excellency Ambassador Jeff De Laurentiis, the alternate representative of the United States to the United Nations, to deliver his remarks.
Today, we stand with the people of Rwanda to mark the anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. We share their sorrow, celebrate those who have worked to usher in a new chapter in Rwanda's history, and marvel at the stable, prosperous country they have built. And from their example, we draw inspiration to protect the vulnerable and prevent atrocities so that such evil is never repeated.